are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
So, you guys know we're in our new
studio.
Our new studio, and you know, we garnished it with
us
things that were bad.
You know, our faces and a huge bad example sign and, mm-hmm.
and
a dildo.
And Richard and
multiple dildos and a blow up doll, and it's just very us.
And unfortunately, Tracy,
that was my dildo that I sacrificed for the studio purposes.
That's right. It's not just a dildo in here, it's Tracy's dildo.
No, and there have been times
it's
this
like
past
a fucking
week,
museum.
Wait, and there have been times this past week where I was like, fuck, where? Oh, it's at the fucking studio, and I needed it. And I did not have it, and I was very disappointed.
Well, Doc Johnson has always been so good to us, and you know, they sent us some stuff for our photo shoot that didn't get here in time, but I thought I'd bring it in and add it to the studio space because I know how much Alan loves
having dildos everywhere.
Having, you know, actual guests and people to record other shows come in here mm-hmm. and just see these things. So, Tracy, I don't even know what you'd call this, but Alan and Tracy, feel free. I'm going to grab it, take my headphones off. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
I also am not leaving without one, if all, of these because...
Oh,
oh my God!
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Jessica?
That's double-sided. Oh, there are two. It's his and hers.
What
it's like
the
a sword
fuck?
Fight.
First of all, I'm not putting that red one anywhere by me. I would die if I attempt. This is 18 inches, people. Crystal jellies.
It's a his and hers, I'm telling
this
you.
This is a double-sided 18-inch dildo. I am fucking shooketh.
Double
a
dong.
Double dong with realistic heads. Firm yet?
Flexible.
Oh, great. Great for solo or
partner play.
Textured veins.
Oh, no.
For added stimulation.
I love this. Proudly made in America.
Proudly. This bitch ain't from China. Okay. No coronavirus in this sex right here.
Look how Americans are so proud.
Americans
of these
are like
here.
Proud. Family owned business. Doc Johnson right here. Double sided. 18 inches. Silicone jelly.
I got to get Doc Johnson on the show. When they
I need him
me,
on here. When they need him. I just messaged him the other day. I'm like, I need a new kink massager because I ran mine over with my car and I'm going to fucking cry. And he's like, we will get one out to you right away. I'm like tomorrow because I need it tomorrow.
When Doc Johnson sent a message to introduce themselves and said, we're a family.
All I picture is like them discussing 18-inch dildos at the kitchen table on Sunday dinner. Can you pass the pasta, the lasagna? Yeah, have you seen this 18-inch jelly that we just added to the company?
It's not been doing that great. Let's maybe
no, let's make it two-sided.
I also have for you.
Better be a rabbit.
Hold on, everyone relax. This is one of my faves. This is the iVibe.
Pass her over.
As seen in Cosmo, Allure, GQ, and Glamour. So you know it's legit.
Too legit to quit right here. Look at this. Guys, gently warms and soothes. Luxurious premium silicone. 7 powerful vibration patterns. I'm in. Use independently with warming, vibrations, or both. USB rechargeable. I am so fucking using this later.
And it's discreet.
Sure.
So you don't really like.
It's fluorescent pink. Like it's discreet.
A child might pick that up and think it's like a back massager type
also,
of thing.
Also, right, which is a problem because my kids will definitely play with this. So we need to hide this. I'm going to take it out. Is this mine? Do I get to keep it?
No, take that home. Why are you taking it out?
I want to see it.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Do I need to put batteries in?
No, these are USB. Oh my God.
Yes. When Harry Met Sally Diner right here. God. That's what this is.
Oh my God. I was like, who the fuck's got that bass up outside?
No. Like, I'm all about this bass right here. Oh.
Oh, different.
This is the slow give it to me.
This sounds like the start of a video game. Like the old, like on
my
Nintendo.
My hands are vibrating so hard they hurt. Yeah. There's 7 different functions, so there you go, you guys.
You're welcome. You're going to have a hell of a night tonight.
Fuck, yeah, I cannot wait to get home.
And I say,
why can't I turn it off, guys?
Hold it down. I'm saving the best for last, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, we have Richard, which is a realistic dick.
Silicone vein.
It feels.
With balls.
Yeah, it feels real. It looks real.
And it actually suctions to your mirror in case, you know, you need to back it up on it. Been there, done it with a little camera action.
Okay. And, and you know, we love Richard, but he's like just like a regular old white guy.
And he's almost like just the spokesperson of our show at this point.
But, you know, I think we need co-host like...
at best.
We need a little flavor, so...
So the chocolate monster has arrived.
Introducing
the
Richard.
Realistic cock.
This is the Richard...
We're going to call him Richard.
I call him Black Panther.
Ooh,
but,
Black Panther, honey.
But
yes.
I think we are up for name suggestions. It pretty much is a Black Richard. It's Richard, but just like dark and beautiful. But here are some facts, some fun facts about Richard.
Big facts.
Molded directly from a real erect penis.
Whose? We should have details.
One of the Doc Johnson family members, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
incredible lifelike look and feel, agree. Textured veins, horrible. Removable vacuolock suction cup for hands-free play.
I told you, that's what I just said. It suctions to the window or the mirror.
And it includes a bag for discreet travel.
Okay, I just hold it in my hand and walk around, so I guess that's not frowned upon.
Oh, I love this. Available in white, black, and brown. Wait, what is this? What color is this?
That's got to be brown.
So
no,
I
that's
got to
be black. There's got to be Spanish dick in there somewhere,
on,
right?
On the website, it doesn't list them by white, black, brown on the website because I had to fucking pull up pictures to
here
do a video
go.
For
sure,
y'all.
Here comes the excuses. Sure.
It lists them by flavor.
Yes.
It's vanilla.
Caramel.
And chocolate.
Yes. Wow.
Oh, I love caramel dick.
God, I love America. I really
I love
do.
It. God bless America
God
and all its
bless.
Diversity.
Doc Johnson... on social media,
it's Doc Johnson.
Whenever Tracy's horny, she's like, hey, Doc.
No, literally, I'm like, hey, Doc Johnson, ran over my kink massager, gonna need another one, stat, what do we do? And he's like, don't worry, we'll get it right out. And I'm like, can it be overnighted?
You know what I love? Like, you know you and I are not talking to, like, Doc Johnson, but we'd call him Doc Johnson.
Oh, no, whoever's on the phone,
whoever's
I'll call Doc Johnson.
Me too. I'm like, oh, I heard from Doc Johnson today.
It
oh
is
God.
A discreet bag. I'm gonna take
Put
the
him
discreet
next to
bag.
Richard.
I mean, he's the same.
I want to see them together.
Oh, yeah. Friends. Friends for life.
Wow.
Guys.
Oh. Alan, the fact this is going to be in your home.
I'm assuming that, like, at least one
obsessed.
Of them is leaving today.
Not since I have this vibrating eye wand.
Oh, never mind. We're good. She doesn't need the dick. She got the vibrating.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. So bad. I can't get it. I can't get. God, somebody fucking help me here. I can't get.
What
the,
is the thing you're plugging him
cup,
with?
The plug in it.
Oh my God, it's like a butt plug.
I know, it does look like that. It's
got to make sure you use lube.
It's in.
Come
nope,
on.
It's in. No, it's in. We got it.
What are we naming this guy, guys? We're taking all name suggestions for our new chocolate dong.
I at this point.
Oh wow, that one's. That's got some real suction.
Yeah, he does.
He's smaller than Richard.
Is he? No. It's the same, I think.
I think it's the like size
it's
of
the
suction.
Because this one's a vibrator.
Oh.
And that one is just a fuck me
I'll tell
in
you
the
one
mirror.
Thing that's different. The black one's veinier.
Everything looks more intense when it's tan. So, and this has to be the caramel. If I say nothing else, do you not think that's caramel? The
no,
white has
white.
To be white. And then where's the in between?
What color do you think white dick is? Like this?
I mean, it's lighter than this.
I mean, sometimes I like.
Yeah, you know, when there's no sun.
Alan,
out.
No.
I'm putting this in the in here. In its bag.
What a great start to a kind of downer show.
Yeah. Fucking vibrate is for lifey. Am I taking this?
I mean, I think we should stay here, but you can take... I will leave one here at least.
I feel as if, like, I don't know if I would have any use for this.
If you leave them here...
Yeah.
I am 1,000% having a lightsaber battle between the blue and the red. Like...
Have you...
Alan's sword fighting.
I am your father.
Wow.
Excuse me. It would be, I am your daddy. Yeah.
I am your daddy. Daddy.
18 motherfucking inches. Even though today we've discussed self-pleasure, the episode's actually about
self-sabotage.
Which you might happen if you, you know, do something with the 18-inch dong.
Yeah, you could sabotage the wrong, a lot of shit in
the
there.
The wrong hole, I don't know.
Yeah.
God, you should see Tracy is like glowing right now. Like
I am literally, I don't even want to film anymore. I just want to go home and use this, so that's fine. Pull up my X and XX.
So I wanted to talk about self-sabotage because we've talked to you guys. We take your questions, right? And one thing I noticed, sometimes I'm like, why are you guys doing this? Like the questions
I am
are...
queen of self-sabotage. Jessica knows it. She knows all about everything that I'm involved in and what's happening in my life. And I am sabotage the queen, honey.
Like, you know some of the shit you're doing is wrong. Like, you know it's going to give you the opposite of what you want your end game to be.
Yeah.
Yet you do it anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I truly, truly believe that people who self-sabotage have a fear of, like, actual happiness and intimacy. And it's, like, a way to put this wall up, really.
I agree.
You know, you're afraid of getting close to somebody. So what do?
I think
you sabotage
what it is
it.
That we're not scared of getting close with somebody, but we're scared that we're going to get hurt anyway.
Yeah.
So we try to cushion the fall by finding something wrong that we can harp on so that we can just, before it happens to us, we know it's coming.
So here's some things that you guys have done that I noted, like the cheating. Like, you're in love, you're happy, but you cheat.
No, that's
and then
not
you're
me.
Sad about it. And then there's always tearing yourself down, talking bad about yourself. Like, you know this is self-sabotage behavior.
Mm-hmm.
People who are paranoid or extremely jealous, self-sabotaging. Like, and paranoid for no reason. It's one thing to be paranoid because your boyfriend is sleeping around. It's another thing to have, like, a really good guy and to accuse him of everything all the time.
I feel attacked.
I have a friend who wants to stay anonymous.
Is it me? Oh, okay. No, I know where we're going with
is
this.
Is it me? She's no longer anonymous. I wanted to get her on the show, and her story was so insane to me, but not uncommon. That's what it's a story that some of you are going to hear and go, what?
I can't wait.
How is this possible? Why would she do this? She loves this guy. Why is she behaving like this? But this behavior is not unique. You don't realize so many of you are doing this exact same thing. You're ruining something good for no reason because you're in your own head. So the stories you're about to hear are real. They're about real people, real events. So we're going to keep Sally's voice disguised, you know, just like her name. We're going to keep her identity as private as possible. What you're about to hear is nuts. So just hang on tight and let's do this. All right, guys, we've got Sally here, the self-sabotager. So Sally is one of my friends, and she is a really good person. She is an attractive person.
She's really pretty.
Yes, she's funny. She's got everything. But, like, her relationships are...
fucked
They're
up.
Fucked up. And I get it. You've had a bad past. Sally, can you tell us... Sally, can you tell us, like, one of your, like, crazy ex stories so we could be in your headspace a little bit?
Okay, so... Sally, as a young buck in her 20s, meets somebody that's a little bit older. He just happens to be a wannabe gangster involved in the wrong shit. Never had like a legal job. Yum. Typical guy they tell you to probably stay away from. But I've been told many therapists later that. Because of my insecurities, that I always need to be with somebody that's like the popular guy in the room. So he was always the popular guy in the room, and I felt like people would be like, oh my God, she's with that guy. And it kind of like boosted my confidence, so to speak. So throughout this 8-year relationship, we get engaged, we move in together. And I'm talking, this was like a volatile relationship, you know, like punches through walls. He would tell me he was going to hire someone to kill me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he would like stop dead on the highway and like tell me he was going to fucking push me out of the car on the highway. I mean, I mean, when we talk about like verbally, emotionally abusive, I mean, he was it to a T. And I kept coming back. I kept staying.
Hey, he was the coolest one in the room, though,
I mean,
right?
Duh.
Real cool. So I thought, right?
You know, this girl fucking kills me because I'm like, why do you have to be with the coolest gangster or the coolest, like, degenerate gambler? Like, why can't you be with the coolest doctor?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, Find the coolest lawyer and hang
out
with
him. This is the epitome of bad boy influence.
Yes, yeah. Yes, all day. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, oh, she had to be with the biggest weightlifter. I'm like,
this guy ends up not working out. Our morals, our values, it doesn't add up. He doesn't get home until 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like drugging myself just to like fall asleep. My anxiety was through the roof. I didn't know where he was, what he was doing. Okay, so I get out of that relationship. I finally like start to live on my own. I get a new confidence. I feel good about myself. And I then meet this fitness instructor, bodybuilder, another guy who is the fucking coolest guy in the room, or so to speak, I guess you could say. If you talk to Jessica, none of these guys are the coolest guy in the room, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it was boosting my confidence to be with these guys. They weren't looking at me like, oh, she's the coolest girl in the room. I felt that way about them, you know?
Right, that's your first problem, but go on.
Yeah, so him and I start dating. The minute we date, he starts to tell me I have a best friend named, I'm going to just say her name was Lucy. Lucy was married with two children, and he would personally train her. You already see where this is going.
Yep.
So he was
Lucy's getting fucked.
Yeah, so Lucy and him had a certain relationship that the husband knew about. And the husband would pay this guy I was dating to take Lucy here, there, and everywhere. He was like the little bitch, the little runner for this man. They had a lot of money, this man and Lucy. And Lucy befriended me. Like, Lucy legit, I thought, became my friend. We would do, like, foursome dinners together. Her and I would go to the bathroom together. You know, like, typical, like, girlfriends. She would send me, you know, like, I remember one time I was sad about something with work. She sent me like a fucking edible arrangement. Oh. She had all these shoes like Gucci, YSL, Givenchy, and she fucking, I had the same foot as her. She gave me like a bag full of designer shoes. And really, like, fucked me up. Like, what is this woman doing? Like, I never really understood. And I'm like, wow, maybe this is just like a woman with a lot of money, and she's just kind and giving and whatever. Him and I end up going on a 10-hour road trip, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what made me do it. He went into a convenience store. We're already in Ohio. I checked his phone. I believe he got a message from her, and I think that's what made me look. And I open it up, and I start to scroll through, and it's like, first of all, she's sending naked pictures of herself. She's saying, leave Sally, come be with me. We need to tell everybody. We need to come out. Then she'd say things like, I'm on the phone with Sally, talking to her about why you don't love her. Fuck Sally.
Wow.
Literally, like, my heart was in my stomach, and now I'm 10 hours away from home. Like, I stayed with him all weekend, and I ended up actually confiding in the wife who we were staying with his best friends. I ended up confiding in the wife, smoked a lot of pot. You know, she had said to me, like, Sally, this has been going on for years. She knew the situation. She was like, he's in between a rock and a hard place. They were literally having an emotional affair, and I'm thinking it was sexual. He never agreed to it or admitted that it was sexual. But the husband couldn't find out because he worked for the husband. So wow. He continued to do whatever he wanted to do. So Lucy, what fucked me up about this situation was like, I just got out of a relationship where I was already like on edge about shit. Uh-huh. And like, I would believe when he was with her and he was training her that like, oh my God, they were just friends, you know? So like, I don't like to look like a fool. And I felt like for those 5 months, like I looked like such a fool, but like she betrayed me, he betrayed me. And I felt like so fucked up coming from a woman that a woman would do that to me. And the fact that I was like way too gullible, I believed too much shit. So now, like, I'm like hardened, right? I have my guard up. Now I go into an ex relationship and I'm self-sabotager day one, because right away, I don't believe you when you say you have a girlfriend that's a girl. I don't believe you when you say you're somewhere.
Okay, Sabotage Sally, we need like 5 seconds to take a breather, yeah, gather our thoughts. We'll be right back.
Go gather your crazy fucking thoughts and we'll be right back to you.
Okay, guys, let's talk about Lola. Lola is a female-founded company offering organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. The founder started the company because they realized, what's in our tampons?
And why am I shoving poison up my fucking vagina?
You know what? We don't know. And so everything about Lola is very transparent. They don't hide their ingredients.
The FDA does not require to disclose comprehensive lists of ingredients in their feminine care products, so most of them don't. Lola actually offers transparency about the ingredients found in the tampons, liners, pads, and wipes. Major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients in their products, including rayon and polyester, barf, and their feminine care products may also be treated with harsh chemical cleansing agents.
Tracy, the thought of polyester in your vagina, make you want to die?
It makes me think of like 70s flare pants, like just shoved right up there and like see what happens. You never know.
And Lola now offers cleansing wipes that are safe for use anywhere on the body. They are the first biodegradable, all-natural wipe of their kind, perfect for a midday refresh.
You guys, the subscription is super flexible. At any time that you decide you need a different type of tampon, you can change it, you could skip it, you could cancel. You guys could choose the sizes that you're getting. Gynecologist approved, hypoallergenic. That's key because so many women are actually allergic to the things that they're sticking in their body and we don't even know it until it's too late. Every purchase made, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S.
For 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter code BAD. Examples 30 when you subscribe. We can't talk more about these. They're small. They're discreet.
We are huge fans.
They come in the mail. You can wipe yourself all day. The shit is fresh. The shit is clean.
Fresh sex during the day.
MyLola.com. Enter bad examples 30 for 30% off your first month subscription. Guys, no matter how you dress, the stylist at Stitch Fix can help you find your new favorite piece. So let's say you're like Tracy and you like your titties out.
Yes, very well said.
That's literally, I swear, the stylist at Stitch Fix will
find
you.
They'll be like, no problem, I got the perfect titty shirt for you.
Yes, like I wanted bohemian, like a boho vibe. And I'm not kidding, like that's all the stuff I got. It's incredible.
Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, and accessories directly to you. They have brands that you know and love, plus exclusive styles that you won't find anywhere else. And after completing your style profile, your expert personal stylist will send you handpicked box of items based on your style and preferences. And they have men and kids as well.
Oh, I'm doing the kids. Hundo pizzle.
Oh yeah. No way. You're not going shopping out in the world for this shit. You're going to be like, no. This, I want a boho child and send me her shit.
There's no subscription required. Pick between automatic shipments and only get new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, returns are always free. And $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep from your box.
Get started today at stitchfix.com/bad examples to get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box, every item. And don't worry, you're going to love every item because they're personally selected for you.
That's stitchfix.com/bad examples. Go now for 25% off when you keep everything in your box. Now we have Hydrant. Did y'all know that 75% of us are walking around every day chronically, that's a big word, dehydrated? We are suffering needlessly from frequent headaches, energy slumps, and poor focus, but it doesn't have to be that way.
You guys, kick the coffee habit because you're worried about so many of your energy levels like all over the place all day. Like you're hot one minute, you're cold the next. It's the espresso driving you crazy. Instead of that, what you need is to stay hydrated. And to stay hydrated, it's going to create your flavored electrolyte packages that you mix directly into your water, making you hydrated, your body easy and delicious.
So each hydration mix has four essential electrolytes that your body needs: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, which all help you hydrate quickly and stay hydrated all day. And the formula was developed by Oxford scientists to provide perfectly balanced, efficient hydration.
This is my favorite part because I actually fucking hate artificial sweeteners. It's the worst. And this has absolutely no synthetic colors, no artificial sweetness. The formula is vegan. You can choose between three different flavors or you could have a variety pack.
And Hydrant starts at just $1 a packet for a 30-day supply.
It's amazing.
And you can even save more with a monthly subscription. So instead of paying, $4 or $5 for a coffee,
drink,
you can get Hydrant. And for 25% off your first order, go to drinkhydrant.com and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES at checkout.
That's drinkhydrant.com and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES for 25% off your first order.
Drinkhydrant.com. One more time, the promo code.
BADEXAMPLES.
Oh, that's you bad, us. Hydrant. You bad.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
So here I am, fast forward. I meet a guy that I would never have.
Sally gave a guy a chance that was out of her comfort zone, like a good guy, pretty much. An actual good guy.
So this actual good guy happens to be in law enforcement. I feel like any law enforcement people that I have known from past boyfriends were always shady guys. I mean, they were up to no good. I would be around them and I would hear things that they would say. So, like, right away, I think I was hardened by past experiences. And, again, everything this guy told me, I automatically didn't believe. I had to call this friend, that friend, this family member, like, about what I should do, how I should act, what should I say.
But, Sally, at the end of the day, the guy was a normal dude, correct?
Normal, great, wonderful dude who never gave me any reason to believe. He didn't say he was. He would call me, text me, Snapchat me, videotape. I mean, we were in constant contact all the time. So for me to give him a hard time about where he was, or for instance, he would come home from a shift and he would be like, I'm eating, right? Like, because I knew the schedule. Like, he got home and he was starving. He'd be eating. And all of a sudden, I guess I would see that he was like on social media, you know, because psycho me goes and looks like that the green dot is there, right? So like I'll send him a text like, oh, you're able to be on social media, but you can't be talking to me. I thought you were eating. And he's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like,
Sally is goddamn crazy. It's crazy. First of all, you are torturing yourself by trying to see where they are every moment of every day and know what they're doing every moment of every day. Think about how often you pop open Facebook, Instagram, whatever, scroll through. It doesn't mean every time you're on Instagram, you're having an affair or you're trying to meet somebody. You know, it's his downtime away from work. He's probably eating, scrolling. And I get that, like, your past makes you, like, jump and crazy. But he's like the self-sabotagers don't realize when it comes to this, when it comes to the extremely jealous, this is a new person. This is not the same person. This is not one of your exes.
And he would say this, right? He would say, it's not fair to me that you treat me this way. I'm not one of them. I've never proved to you that I'm one of them. And I guess I'm always waiting for, like, the shoe to drop, you know?
Sure.
One other time, he's also big into guy trips. I mean, the first date I went on, you know, he would say to me, like, me and the guys, you know, we have a tough job. When we get downtime, we get together, we like to go out. Right away, I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to be, like, cool girlfriend? I already know in my head, like, anytime he's with the guys, I know I'm going to fuck it up. And lo and behold, like every trip he went on, whether it was Vegas this past year or he went to Miami, again, in constant contact with me. Like, there's no reason for me to be psychotic about where he is or what he's doing. I would do shit like this. Like, he would tell me where he's at. I would then go on, and mind you, I'm 35 years old. Like, I'm not 20. Like, I shouldn't be doing this shit. And I'm going on Instagram, and I'm looking up the hashtag of the place he's at, or if he's in Live Miami, I'm now on every Live site, every promoter site, every site I could be on that somebody's taking videos of, and I'm screenshotting the crowd to find him. Okay? I mean, this is psychotic shit. This is shit that, like, I literally sit in my bed until 5 o'clock in the morning doing because I want to catch him in a lie, or I just feel like you're up to no good. And let me tell you something. I actually found him in a fucking crowd, and I start taking fucking pictures of it. I'm circling it. There was a guy there, like a rapper, while everybody's up by the stage, and the picture is hit of him, like, holding his phone to videotape this guy, and there's girls all around, right? Because, like, everybody's, like, looking at this guy performing, and I'm fucking circling every girl in the photo going, yeah, you're not around women? And he's like, it's a club, are you kidding me? Like,
you're not around women?
I have to say, this is, like, it's troubling.
I mean, seriously troubling.
I've heard stories. This is scary.
I try to understand the frame of mind when you've been with, like, actual monsters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That you're assuming this next one's a monster, but in the meantime, you've become a monster yourself.
Myself, so true. But I don't stop there. So I think another reason Jessica wanted me to call in was because of, you know, and I don't even want to laugh. I hate laughing about it. It's actually, like,
it's not funny.
It's not funny. You know, nobody wants to marry this. Nobody wants to have a child with this.
It should be clear. Like, she loves him. She doesn't want, she's not, she desperately wants this to work, but she does everything possible to make it not work. And this is the stuff that, like, I don't know how to help somebody that's, like, this far gone. So, fast forward, you know, he deals with all this shit. They talk it through every time they talk it through. And give us, like, the short version of why you drove all the way to Massachusetts.
Yeah, this is the story to end all stories. So we had spent so much time together in November, December. I was on such a high from it. And he ended up getting a promotion. Right after New Year's, he tells me, like, oh my God, all the guys are taking off. I'm off. We're going to go up to a casino. And right away, like, I'm fucking pissed off. Like, when I should be happy for him that he got a promotion, I should be happy, like, oh my God, that's fucking awesome. Go hang with the boys. Like, I'm already giving one word answers. I'm being such a bitch. She's being so cute. Like, babe, I love you. I love you. I love you. Whatever. That whole night, what do? I fuck with him. And I say, I know you're up to no good. I know you're not doing it. I know you guys, what could you guys all possibly be doing at the casino? I made myself look like an asshole. So what this guy does is, like, he ends up shutting down. He'll say to me, babe, you know, I don't appreciate you talking to me like that. You know, I don't appreciate your accusations. I've done nothing. He gives me, like, the calm version. And then I send, like, rapid texts. Like, I send a million fucking paragraphs of nonsense. And what does it end up doing? It does the exact opposite of what I want. He ends up ignoring me. So the more you ignore me now, I'm fit to be tied, and I'm now even more psycho doing the same thing I would do when he was in Miami. I'd go and I'd be, like, online hashtagging. Okay. So I'm doing all that. He doesn't talk to me the rest of the day. The next day, I believe I go out with a bunch of guy friends and friends that he had never met before. I purposely put it up on social media to piss him off. Like, why would I want to do that? You know what I mean? Like, I know it's going to go over bad. I know he's not going to be happy about it. So that backfires. We don't speak for a week, and then I decide, you know what? I'm going to wake up today. I'm going to put my best lashes on, my best outfit on, and I'm going to go up to Massachusetts and try to, like, reason with him.
You snuck attack him, correct? This is a sneak attack?
This is terrifying.
He did not know I was coming up.
Sally, does he live with his mother?
Yeah, hold on.
He lives with his mother. So you just... wait, red flag. Hold on. So you thought it'd be a good idea to show up at his house unannounced where he lives with his mother. Carry on.
Yep. So I knock on the door and mom is painting.
She's having, like, the best day ever. So calm and peaceful painting.
She's painting and she's like, I show up at the door and she's like, I didn't know you were coming. And I'm like,
neither did I, bitch.
Yeah. I'm here to surprise him. So I'm not, she's like, oh, he's sleeping. So I go in the bedroom, I knock on the door. I mean, he literally like is in the middle of sleeping and sees me. And we haven't spoken a week. Like, this guy hates me. And he's like, can't believe I guess I'm in his house. But he's like, he was fine with it. He didn't say, like, get the F out. Like, he was totally cool. He was
Sally, the reason he's not telling you to get the F out is because he assumes that you showed up with a knife. Just so you know, he's at this point scared for his life.
Can you imagine his, like, cop senses? He's like, she's armed and dangerous.
Spidey senses. This bitch brought mace and a knife, and she's going to hack up my body.
She knows where my gun is. So I think it's going to be like a nice conversation. The girl that I am and the relationship I'm in, like, I know what I should have done. I should have acted more remorseful. I should have got in there. I should have climbed into bed. I should have been cute. But instead, I go like stand in the corner of the room with my hands on my hip, like ready to rehash everything that we've already said. And he was kind of like, you're selfish. I'm not going to spend another year with you knowing you're juvenile. You do very immature things. I can't take it anymore. What are we going to be married for 2 years and you're going to continue to tell me this fucking loser boyfriend hurt your feelings or did X, Y, and Z? Like, I'm over it. You know, he pretty much said, like, I don't want to be with you. I'm done. And he's asked me to leave. He asked me to leave, I'm going to say, about 6 times, and I wouldn't leave. So I lose all dignity, and now his mom had left the house at this point. She said she had to get her hair done, but I'm questioning if she really, I think she really just maybe got out of the house.
I'm going to go with yeah on that one.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to agree. So I follow him around the house like I'm 20 years old, like I have no dignity whatsoever. No class. I'm cursing. He goes outside to like rake the leaves, and I'm standing there, and he literally looks at me and says,
"Yo, this motherfucker's like, what can I do? I'm gonna rake the leaves. Maybe she'll leave if I start raking leaves."
Yeah.
House chores.
Amazing.
It's fucking January. What leaves is he raking?
I know. You keep saying that to me, but you know what? It was that day in January where it was like 70 degrees.
He fake raked your leaves.
He had the Home Depot bag. He was prepared. That was his plan for the day. He even said to me when he was telling me to leave, he's like, I need you to get out of here. I'm raking the leaves and I'm going to work. Like, he had known that was the plan. So easy there. You didn't go fake rake the leaves in January. That I know.
Oh my god.
So I don't leave the house. I go and I stand there. He finally says to me, aren't you embarrassed? Like, I've asked you to leave and you are still standing here.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Yeah. When he said this to me, it enraged me, right? So I was like, yeah,
of course.
You wanna see fucking embarrassed? I go in the house, I go into his bedroom, and I ransack the bedroom. Like, I take down every photograph, I break every picture frame.
Oh my god.
I take back every outfit, every shoes, watches, cologne, things that my parents got him for Christmas. I start packing everything. He comes in the house. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And now he's taping me because as a police officer, like, you know, if a domestic is called and there's a gun in the house, like, you know, he kept saying, you're going to cost me my fucking job. Like, you're being completely irrational. So he's taping me the entire time. I'm acting like absolutely like psychotic. And at one point I say to him, and this is like something that I'm like so disgusted over. I'm like, where are the gifts I got your mother? I want those back too. And like anybody who knows me, I'm so respectful to my friends' parents or, you know, people I know that are older. I'm just very respectful. So for me to even say that, like, I was in such a blind rage that like, I don't even know what was coming out of my mouth. At that point, he lost it. Like, that's his mom. He's like, get the fuck out of the house. I want nothing to do with you. And while you're at it, take off your sneakers. So,
why? Because you had shoes on in the house?
No. He had bought me Yeezys.
He bought me Yeezys.
He made me take my Yeezys off.
He made me take my Yeezys off? Goodbye. I'm sold.
Yo. She took all her shit back. He said, give me the Yeezys.
They were so comfortable. I'm actually really sad about it. So I now follow him outside while he's raking with no sneakers on. And my feet are muddy and I'm still standing there. Mom finally comes home. Mom's like, what is going on? She sees that, like, I'm in distress with no shoes on. And I kept saying, I just want my shoes back. I have to drive home. And she says to her son, she needs shoes. She can't drive without shoes. Like, her socks are muddy. So she goes in, like, the greatest woman she is. She goes and gets me flip-flops because he's not giving me the shoes back. He tells me he's going to call the police if I don't get off the property. I mean, it ended up escalating to a point where, like, there was no coming back from that. I call my mom.
I just need to explain something. Sally sounds psychotic, obviously.
Yeah.
Sally is not psychotic. She's the normal one. She was the normal person. And
I beg to differ at this point. I mean...
Yeah, somebody who doesn't know me to you, I know I come off so sick. I get it.
It saddens me that I don't think the self-sabotaging behavior would exist if you didn't have this fucking crazy past. I guess.
Yeah, so how do you get over that is the question.
That's what I want to know. I want to know, how does one... You know, who's been through trauma. It's traumatic.
I've been through trauma.
Yes. And you're fucked up too, bitch.
I am, but at least
You're a self-sabotager as well.
I instantly acknowledge when I've done wrong and say that that's something I need to work on, and then I never do it again. But like, if I go through some guy's phone and he tells me, I have a fucking trigger, don't go through my phone, and I go through his phone and I realize, fuck, I hit that trigger, but at the moment I wasn't thinking about it, I instantly apologize, move on from it, and then never let it happen again.
So, like, I admire that. I think that's, like, so mature, and that's what you do when you're in love, right? Like, you're
absolutely
his, yeah, you're respecting his, this, like, his feelings. But my question is, like, if you were looking, because you wanted to look for a reason.
If I'm looking in a guy's phone, it's for confirmation that I'm doing the right thing by falling for this person, as opposed to looking for something to show me that I shouldn't be in it.
You guys don't get to do that. You don't. That's not how. That's what you guys both don't understand, and it's because you've been lied to in the past.
100%. But at least I am acknowledging that.
That's.
I feel like
it's a baby step, sure, but
sure,
it doesn't
baby
make
steps,
it,
but
that's not how you. That's not how you get. You're like, you're justifying it by saying, "Let me go through his phone because if there's nothing there, then I know I can trust him."
No, it's not trust. It's then I'm safe to fall for this person.
Whoa!
If I had just come out of a fucked up relationship where I trusted someone and they fucked me over, if I'm looking in your phone, it's only to look to say, "Wow, I can fall for this person and I'm not going to get screwed and I'm safe." It's not. Yeah, let me go hunting for stuff so I can back out. That's not what it is.
But Tracy, like, that, I love the fact that you're saying, like, you then respect him and you never do it again. Like, my question is, like, how do you control now that impulse? Like, how do you not scratch that itch? Like,
because
I get these impulses.
She will. I don't believe her.
No, because no,
she's
absolutely gonna, not.
She's so itchy. I see her itching.
She's
itching herself.
No,
right now.
I have nothing. My point is that if I looked in there and found something as of concern, that's my trigger to leave. But if I look and I see that, like, there's stupid shit that I'm overreacting about, then it's like, okay, get your shit together. This is not the same human that you used to be with. This is somebody that you have potential with that you're losing because you're associating him with somebody that he's not. And then you move on and say, at this point, if you give him another chance, then he did this to you, not you allowing yourself to be hurt.
Sally knows that to keep a man, you can't yell at them every time they're trying to be with their boys. You can't.
And I'm not like that at all. I want you to hang out with your friends. And I'll be the first person to be like, go out with your boys. You need a night out. Go drinking. Have a, like, sleep in tomorrow. Have your
Sally's
hangover.
But trigger because she's been lied to. Like, she's been told, oh,
I've been
out
lied
with
to 100 times. Like, I've been there
to another woman sleeping in her bed and, you know, like, completely lying about where they are and what they're doing. And it's and even though I know he's nothing like that, there's something about the past of feeling like I'm completely loved and putting my trust into somebody and having that completely shattered in a lot of relationships, and now going into this one, like, literally giving him a piece of me that I am scared is going to be shattered all over again.
I think that's every girl. The thing about relationships, I feel like, is you have to take that risk. Like, you have to go into the relationship with the risk of, I'm willing to be hurt to be loved by this person.
Yeah.
That's and the like, most genius thing you've ever said.
Like, I go into a relationship, like, of course I'm scared, and of course I'm terrified. I don't know anything about this person, but I love them so much that I'm willing to risk myself and my sanity and my protection to, like, see if it works out or not. And whoa, I feel like that's where, like, you have to be in a relationship, is the ones that you stay with are the ones where, like, if you're willing to risk it all and, like, you're willing to see how it turns out, because the end reward is going to be so much greater than, like, the trip to get there.
So the question is, I guess, after you sabotage something, so as you can imagine, I haven't seen him in 2 months. He has come back around in the sense that we are in contact. I think he does love me. I don't know where, what the future holds for us, or if he has forgiven me, or what's happening.
I just got to tell a Sally story. She texted me the other day and goes, I had a huge breakthrough with him. And I'm thinking, they're talk, they're back together, whatever. We added each other back on Snap. And I was like, that's your big breakthrough.
Wow. Holy baby steps.
That's your moment.
It is, right? I mean, I literally was in the mud at his house, ransacked his bedroom. I think him adding me on Snap was, like you said, it was a baby step.
A baby step for sure. I don't know about a huge breakthrough, but baby step for sure. I mean, I appreciate the optimism.
Tracy, because I'm curious here, because
I'm a tiny bit of a sabotager.
You're admitting that you're a little bit of a self-sabotager.
But it's not. It's only because...
And I am curious, moving forward in your... in your life, now adding to your history, mm-hmm. a divorce, mm-hmm. how that's going to affect
because,
your next relationship.
Okay, here's
how can
my
you
thing.
Not bring that in? It's hard.
No, it's very hard. And this is learning, not only learning about myself and who I used to be, bringing that person back, because I lost myself along the way of my marriage. Like, I'm not even me anymore. So I have to bring back my original self. And that's learning to be me again. Also learning about this other person and, like, their triggers, which is back to last week's episode of Love Language, is huge. And I feel like the only way I'm sacrificing my own security and, like, letting it ride and see where it goes is I'm truly in love with you. If I'm not in love with you, I'm not risking shit. And I'm not risking my own, like, sanity and my own concern of my self-protection and of my 3 kids unless I'm seriously all in and I really do love you and I see something with you in the future. If there's nothing and you're a fuck or a fuck boy or, like, a hookup or possibly something that I see a shit ton of red flags, I'm not even going to get involved with it. I have to cut it off immediately. But if I'm so in love with you and I feel that back at any point, that's when I will give it a chance, because there's a chance for us both to turn it around if we take that step back and look and be like, we both have shit to work on and I'm willing to do this for you and us and our future. That's only reason.
Yeah. And I think also in any relationship, I think even if you go in feeling that way, like, there might be a time you're triggered and something happens where you maybe, you know, fuck up or go back on what it is that you're feeling right now. And I feel like sometimes men, well, I mean, I feel as though he's given me a lot of chances. I just also, going back to, like, what you said, I think when you talk about love, like, I want to believe that I'm in love and I want to believe that I have been in love. I'm not sure, maybe with the other losers, but
I think
this was, to me, was like love. But it's not love when you're accusing somebody or not trusting somebody, or you're going to the lengths of hashtagging where they are.
There's lust, there's love, and then there's infatuation, and you have to decide which one of those things you are at that time. Like, lust would be like, I need this person and, like, I can't have them fucking anybody else because I need them. Love would be, I love this person and I'm going to try to change myself in order to make it work so that I don't hit those points that he doesn't like about me that I don't like about myself. And then infatuation was, I'm going to storm his house and break everything he owns and then not be able to learn from it and change myself and move on.
And I've said this to you before, but I feel like, how can you say that you love him when he's trying to celebrate a really hard working a promotion? And this is where I think Tracy's very good. She
I'm a promoter. Like I'm
out,
so proud of you. Yes. You deserve to celebrate
he's
this.
Gone
like
out,
I can't.
He worked hard. Like, if you love somebody, you want their happiness is important to you. And it was like every time he got a glimmer of happiness that did not include you, you had to take it away from him. Yes.
That's an awful character trait to have in a relationship, especially being my age. He said, you made that night about you. Like, I work hard and I deserve to go out with
him. We've all done it. We've all done the, like, oh, he's going out. I don't want him to go out. I'm going to ruin his night. How do I do that from halfway across the country? I'm going to start a fight with him. We do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is not an uncommon thing, but I guess at some point in your year relationship, you have to say, I've been with this man a year. He hasn't cheated on me. He hasn't lied to me. I have to give back what he's giving me.
He takes my crazy with a dose of salt. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean.
But guys, let's be honest. Like, we are in a long distance relationship. So, like, I would never know. Like, to be honest, like, and you know, it's funny.
See, but that's what exact trust. Attitude.
But this is trust. Like, if you have to trust him and you have to be like, I know I'm not doing shit. And if I project that on him, he's not going to want to do shit to me because he's like, I have this great girl waiting home for me, yeah, who celebrates my my happiness, who celebrates my success, who promotes me, who builds me up, who makes me feel good every day, who I call for an escape from my job, who makes me laugh, who worries about my family. These are all things that you look back and you're like, why would I sacrifice this girl to go fuck somebody for one night? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason to do that. And I feel like that's a long distance relationship that's going to fail is if you instantly assume that they're going to be doing something. If you don't have any triggers or any signs pushing you in that direction, like, there's no reason to assume that of a person. Like, not everybody is about sex. A lot of people are like, honestly, I don't have fucking time to have sex because I'm going to work, I'm working all day, and then I'm falling asleep in my work clothes. Like, those are people who are not trying to cheat on you. Those are people who are trying to get through the fucking day working in order to make your future better for the both of you. And you have to support that along the way. If then you're not going to support that and you're going to accuse him, that's when it's not going to work.
I should be the cool girlfriend, right? Like, who, what's got, we all know guys, right? I grew up with guys, and Jessica and I have grown up with guys. My brothers are guys. I mean, I get that guys want the girlfriend that's like, go have a great fucking time. I'll be back when you, you know, I'll be here when you get home.
That's
you know, guys want that. No guy wants the needy girlfriend that's fucking texting all night. And
Sally, did his friends like you? Did he hide this part about you from them?
He's never once told them that I'm acting psychotic.
If he hasn't told his best friends that I'm fucking insane, that means that he doesn't want them to not like
you.
He
wants to keep you.
Because he wants to keep you. And if you can't see that, then that's a huge problem in itself. Because
clap
he's
it
trying-
up for that analysis. That is so factual.
I mean, if that's...
So true.
Because a guy's going to appreciate a good girl, and a girl that he tells all his boys about, like, they're going to like too. And he wants his boys to like her because he doesn't want to make nights out weird. I have insecurities of myself. I just got out of a 9-year relationship, a 7-year marriage with somebody who I don't trust, and that's why we're not together. However, I'm trying to grow as a person and trust him as a friend. I'm trying to grow and have relationships outside of my marriage now until it's done, until I'm trying to learn how to trust men again. And I may have dips and dives like along the way of like, wow, I fucked up because I'm having a moment of weakness. But at the same time, if that guy can't appreciate like, wow, she's risking it all to be with me after she just got out of a marriage that she should not trust any guy, then she's worth it.
Totally respect that about you. You know, it shows like your self-worth. I think guys want a woman that is confident, independent, sexy, cool. Like, and I get a lot of them know we've come from bad situations.
Sabotage Sally, you have the key. You have the key. You know the answers.
I know. Yeah. You know that. We all know that about me. That's what nobody understands, and it's frustrating. And, like, any girl that's out there that also, like, understands this story or has been there, I guess my question would be, like, after you've completely self-sabotaged and you're now completely miserable with a situation that really could have been avoided, like, how do you go, where do you go from there? Like,
you
I
learn.
Know that I have to do a lot of self, like, I've done so much, like, self
reflecting.
I don't even think you have to self-reflect. I just think you just, like, be like, I fucked it up. And on the next one, this is something that I need to control. Like, your brain controls everything. Your brain controls your heart. So if your heart is telling your brain, act out and go trash his house, like, that's not your brain's normal function to think that way. You need to let your brain be like, this is fucking crazy. I know I want to do it in the moment. I need to take a breather, step back, and be like, let me text him in a few hours when I've calmed down, had some ice cream, watched a horror movie, and thought about my shit, because I cannot act out on impulse as opposed to risking this person that I really do love because I want to act out right away. You have to just be like, I know what my natural instinct is, go to his house, drive 6 hours to go ransack his mom's house, but I'm not going to do that because I learned from my last relationship that that's going to get the police called on me and never speaking to me again.
And lose your Yeezys, which is the most important
thing. Yeah, and like
the
most sad thing I've heard all night.
Sabotage Sally, they were comfy, huh?
Huh.
she right away, like, she knew the second she got into that vehicle on the way home. What she had
called insta-regret, and it happens.
It's like the same after your orgasm. You're like, did I really need to go into all those freaky positions? Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not. Could have got one from just laying down.
Sally, listen.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for
exposing yourself.
Thank you. Tracy's never met me before, but you know me. I think you just like know.
Oh, I do
well.
I think Sabotage Sally has, at the end of the day, a fear of intimacy, a fear of truly getting close to this guy that was a good guy, because she, in the back of her head, thought he was just like the other guy. So she pulls all this shit. Times have been tough.
For Jessica.
I love how we look to Jessica like she's like relationship guru.
Well, that's why she has a podcast. So
I mean, I would love to expose her in a lot of ways, but to be honest, this is what she's really good at. She's very good at this, I would say.
Sabotage Sally shooting shots fired.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. No, not shots fired about your relationship advice.
I just want to take this time to apologize for hooking you up with my friend.
Well, are you trying to apologize to your friend?
I'm trying to. I said I would like to take this moment to apologize for trying to hook you up with one of my friends.
Oh my god! I sabotaged that the first night.
Yeah, I heard all about it. It's fun.
Hello, don't talk about sabotage. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Even if that was gonna go anywhere, I fucked that up. The first 10 minutes I spoke to him.
I just want to say, like, really quick, like. Things to not do on a first date is tell them that you've been like emotionally, physically, every sort of abused.
Yeah, he's gonna run.
Thing is men like they
men
don't
appreciate a little bit of crazy. It's something to keep them interested, but like a whole shit ton of crazy, they scare off.
And I do think that they like so to be the white knight, but they don't want to be forced to be the white. They don't want to be.
They want to voluntarily. Yes, do it. They want to ride in on their own.
Yes, they want to ride in on their own. And then, and then this is what kills me the most is that he ended up not being able to afford to buy you tacos. So, like, it just.
Shame on him. He sabotaged himself too.
I'm sweating at this point. I'm sweating.
Sally, thank you again.
I just need to say this. I feel as though he sabotaged himself when he said that he was insecure about having a short tongue because he wasn't comfortable eating girls out.
Bye.
So I'm gonna go.
Bye. Okay. Well, on that note,
goodbye. Thanks for calling. I'm grossed out. I also wouldn't know.
What? He has a short tongue. What? So he's insecure about going.
I pray to
thing?
The.
How short can it be?
I pray to. I won't. I don't know, but I pray to the heavens that he doesn't listen to this, because the amount of texts that I'm going to receive from this.
Tracy, how long of a tongue do you need?
I don't know. I never was
Alan,
in that situation.
Have you ever thought about this?
First of all, you're not tongue fucking the girl. Use your fucking mouth in other ways to stimulate the clit. If we can talk about it, the clit's right there. Your tongue doesn't need any successfully longer
Alan,
than anyone else's.
Is the
tongue.
Length of your tongue matter?
Not, I mean, like, the clit's not.
The clit's right there.
There.
It's
like,
there first. It's on display.
You're not going searching. It's not deep sea diving.
No, it's not deep sea diving. Well said.
Oh my God.
I am shooketh.
Men have to worry about having
short
dicks
tongues
and short tongues.
It's a heart out here for a pimp.
That's like the fucking, what an asshole. Just be like, my tongue's too short. I don't like to do it.
Yeah, I can't eat you out. My tongue's too short. Sorry. I'll send you a fucking card apologizing.
Girl, you need
in
to
a
respond and be like, sorry, my mouth's too small. I can't suck your dick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. My palms are sweating, so there's that.
This
knees
is
weak.
You know what? And I just want to say, I truly thought Sally's story was unique until I took a poll from the baddies and I asked to hear their stories. And holy shit.
You guys are all real fucked up.
It's so fucked up though. The self-sabotage is real. And these are coming from like good people who are like not crazy, but they like morph.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else
good to... Good dick will do that to you.
That is true.
Good dick will make you crazy.
I think we've all been a little crazy. We all have a little crazy inside of us, but like, you know, asking for
you
the
have
gift
to have
back,
crazy, sexy, cool though. You got to TLC it. I feel like, you know, you can have the crazy for sure. You got to have the sexy and the cool though, because otherwise they're not going to tolerate it.
And you know what
it.
Sally always told me too, because when I would prep her up and be like, okay, he's out, be so fucking cool. Don't text him. Wait for him to text you. Whatever.
Yeah.
She's always said, you are so right. When I don't text him when he's out, he's the one texting me mm-hmm. every hour. I can't stop thinking about you. I miss you. He remembers what he loves about you. When he's out and you're being a bitch, he's just like, hating
fuck this.
You.
He turns his phone on airplane mode.
Yes. And he's not thinking Do about not you at disturb. All. Yes. He's doing his best to not think about you. Mm-hmm. When you're being good, it's the opposite. And I don't know. And I do think that when you've had a traumatic past like this, mm-hmm. I think therapy is a good start for sure. I think there's only so help. Much you can do. Yeah, BetterHelp for sure.
We don't. We're not even getting paid for that. We're just seriously needing you to go to BetterHelp because you need fucking God. Help.
But yeah, I think that people that self-sabotage their relationships need to take a hard look in the mirror and make
Stop.
A change.
Cut
yeah.
your shit.
Yeah, make a change.
I mean, I do it. We all do it. We all have our moments. But like
Tracy
said
it best, you have to take a risk to get
the
reward.
You have to take a risk and you have to learn from each sabotaging moment. Like a second I did something, I'm like, well, never doing that again.
Yeah.
Fucking learn that hard lesson. Yeah. Hard, hard lesson.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to suck a lot of dick to get out of that situation.
Well, on that note,
soul sucking, shall we say.
Suck the soul out, and hopefully your man has long enough tongue to go down on you.
You're welcome.
We will see you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.